From Capital Broadcasting Company and WRAL-FM, welcome to Wine and Dandy. I'm your host, Sarah King.
I'm your host, Jamie Caskey. Wine is fun, we intend to prove it, and we're really going to sock it home today.
Today we're going to improve it within an inch of our lives, because we have a self-proclaimed wine hater in studio.
That's right.
Hey, Dennis.
This is Dennis Cox. He is the mastermind behind many of the sports shows in our family of radio stations.
The Buzz and the Fan, and that's you name it. We have it.
He's one of the producers extraordinaires, and he also has his own podcast called Culture State.
That's right. Myself and Chris Lee from WRAL-TV, the lead sports anchor over there.
We're going to get on that thing.
What do y'all talk about that, just quickly?
We celebrate those who put North Carolina on the sports and pop culture map. That's what we do. That's what we celebrate.
How have we not been on there? We're pop culture.
I think they're saving us for one of the special episodes.
Okay. Sure. So we were in the hallways the other day with our masks on talking about
sweating.
Yes. And
sweating. Mouth sweat, sure.
Yeah, and smelling what I had for breakfast 6 hours later. You don't like wine.
I don't.
You think.
It's a very strong statement. How much wine have you drunk in your life? Like, it doesn't have to be like
meters. Yeah, it's hard to put. I've sporadically throughout my life have tried it at different times. Like, okay, maybe I'll give this a shot again. Didn't like it. Okay, well, let me try something different. Didn't like it.
So are you doing this at like weddings? Are you doing this like at your mom's house, during dinner?
I've tried it at weddings. I've tried it at gatherings with friends, things along those lines. But I just haven't found anything that I've actually enjoyed.
So what kinds have you tried, Dennis?
So I've tried a Chardonnay. So I have tried that. I've had a white Zinfandel, which was disgusting.
Okay, I was going to say, you're not with me over yet, buddy.
I've tried that.
Although we're not faulting anyone who likes it, because if you like wine, good for you.
Sure.
Right. I don't want to exclude anybody.
To each their own, except for them. and then I've tried Merlot, but I guess I've discovered recently that I guess Prosecco is considered a wine.
Well, yes,
like
it's a
bubbly wine.
What did you think it was?
I always thought it was a champagne.
That's a pet peeve of mine.
I was going to say, okay. Wow, welcome to the soapbox, Dennis. Sarah.
Excuse me while I climb up here.
Yes.
So champagne is a region in France.
Okay.
All wine is sparkling wine. Champagne is sparkling wine, but because it's from Champagne, France, that's the only sparkling wine that can be called champagne, just like Kentucky bourbon. Yeah. There's whiskeys, but if it's whiskey from Kentucky, it's bourbon.
Oh, okay. Well, now I've been educated on this.
Well, I know why you're confused, because many, many bottles are mislabeled, and they'll say champagne. They're not supposed to legally.
Oh, okay. Well, that's good for me to know, because I've tried some different champagnes.
Sparklings.
Sparklings, I should say. I've had rosé, which is sparkling.
Yeah.
Which I thought was
some.
Like,
some are. Yeah.
Sears over here.
But okay, but I always considered a champagne, not an actual wine.
Wow, I see what you're saying.
It's part of the wine family. And of the ones you've tried that you've hated, which have you hated the least?
Or the most?
I would say it's all pretty even.
Okay, wow, you just don't like it.
Don't like them. I haven't.
What kind of beer do you like?
I usually like to go with amber ale.
Oh, I thought you were an IPA guy.
I hate IPAs. IPAs are disgusting.
We are very similar. I hate IPAs as well.
Yes.
I feel like it's like drinking swamp water.
I'm in the same. The aftertaste is god-awful.
It's dry, hot. Get it out of here.
And I like it
overrated.
Amber. So I wonder if he would like what I like.
Maybe. I wonder.
Yeah.
I didn't bring that because when I went shopping, I misremembered and thought you liked IPA, but I still think you'd like a lot of these.
All right. That's
one of these is my universal beer drinkers like this wine. And before we go on, thank you, Seaboard Wine Warehouse in Raleigh, North Carolina, for donating these wines. Jen King, gotta love her.
That's right. And you can order your wine online and do curbside pickup at Seaboard Wine Warehouse.
And hopefully soon you'll be able to go in.
You can wander around.
Like the old days.
Oh, the old days.
So before we jump into the wines, let's just go ahead and do our first break.
Sure. We'll be right back with Dennis Cox. We're going to win him over on wine.
Join us on Facebook at Wine and Dandy Podcast. Join us on Instagram, Wine and Dandy Podcast. And Jamie just set us up with Twitter because she's so advanced.
Everybody flap your wings. We're on Twitter now. You can tweet out to us or follow us at Wine and Dandy.
So let's jump into our first wine. This wine is a Vino Verde, which Jamie loves.
Honestly, this is
a wine that if you're ever like at a gas station or find yourself somewhere where you're like not the top tier of wine is available. Vino Verdes are really inexpensive, and you can find them pretty much everywhere. I mean, I've seen Vino Verdes in Exxons. Yeah.
It used to be you could only find them in spring, but now you can find them, I think, all year long.
Yeah, you can. And this is a lower alcohol wine. So it's good for a hot day so you don't sweat out and become completely inebriated.
Dennis, please notice how Sarah, who was in the wine world for years, can pour. I have T-Rex arms, and I cannot hold the bottle from the bottom and pour, but Sarah's super good at it.
All right, so this is called Santola Vino Verde. This is a Portuguese wine, and it's the bargain basement discount price of $9.
Okay. Excellent. It's the one with the crab on it, correct?
Yeah. And you can get this at...
Well, Seaboard Wine Warehouse.
Yeah, and it has a barcode on the back, which means you can find it in a grocery store. Yeah. I'm not sure which grocery stores carry it. Probably Wegmans, but I'm not sure. Yeah.
And as you can see, it has a little bit of sparkle.
All of these are going to have bubble because you like beer.
Okay.
So I made sure to give you a little bubble. So they're all sparkling, but there's a difference in sparkles. There's Frizzante, which is considered half sparkle. Mm-hmm. And then there's Spumante, which is full sparkle.
Yummy. Which means it dances on your tongue.
These words are way out of my league. I just want to say, these are way out of my league.
Okay, I'm sorry. Just know
it's totally fine.
We're going to write it in ink on your arm for next time you go grocery shopping. But what do you smell?
Get your nose in there. Yeah. I smell my lotion. Big mistake of putting this lotion on.
I don't know what this smells like. I'm trying to put my finger on
it. Does it smell like honeysuckle a little bit?
Sure.
It's very clean. Does it smell like wet stone to you at all?
Sure.
Grass.
I don't know what to associate with this.
You know what? Let's just go to taste with this. Just take a sip. Take a sip. Now take another sip. Your first sip is deceiving because it wakes up everything in your mouth.
Oh.
They kind of swish it around on this.
And then this.
Oh, got to like swish it around.
Yeah, man. Chew it.
Chew it?
Or just drink it. Let's not scare them,
chew
baby.
It?
Mm-hmm. There you go. Like a light gargle, sure. That's why.
What do you think?
Yeah.
You don't like it. What don't you like about it?
The aftertaste is not good.
A little bitter for you?
A little bitter, yeah. Okay. I'm not going to lie. I feel like I'm drinking like a white grape juice, but that doesn't have any sweetener to it.
Well, you're not wrong. It's old ass grape juice.
That's fair.
It is grapes. Yes, there's the similarity. I wish you had brought food. If we don't hit it out of the park with this, Dennis, we're going to bring you back and do one with food because that is it's really a science experiment and it's very interesting to try.
Okay. So I've heard a lot of people talk about, we have to have the right food with the right wine, but
sometimes.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know how that works.
For instance, if a lot of people think that for me, this is a total no-no, but champagne and chocolate go together. You hear that. You're like, champagne and chocolate tasting.
So romantic.
They're disgusting together. They don't go together at all.
Good.
Potato chips and champagne go great. Salty.
Sounds like a Friday night.
Yeah. It's been many of my Friday nights because I love champagne and sparkling wine.
Do you know what I learned the other day is good?
What?
We had a sheet cake. I was at a baby shower for some friends of ours, and we had a sheet cake, of course, from Costco, so you had all the extra icing. And everybody was
Jamie
putting...
was happy.
I was very happy. Everybody was putting, what are the Ridge potato chips?
Ruffles.
On the cake. And I was like, hey, freaks.
Why are you ruining my cake?
It's sheet cake. And they said, have you tried it? Because, again, just like with champagne and potato chips. And it is phenomenal.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. And I'm a cake...
Well, I'll tell you this. I mean, you've heard of sea salt chocolate chip cookies.
And chocolate caramels are
yes. This is my nerdy food bits coming out.
Okay, let's go.
So the receptors on your tongue, when you add salt to a sweet, to sugar, it activates the sugary bits more on your tongue, so things taste sweeter.
I wonder if Dennis would like this with potato chips.
Ooh, you might. I
love potato chips, so I'm in.
Time out. Let me run get some chips. Let's do it again. We're back with chips.
Yeah, Jamie just spent $50 on you. No, 50
bucks?
Cents. 50 cents
Sorry,
on
it was,
you.
It was 75. Wow. I went
oh,
all
75
out.
75
cents.
Wow. And we appreciate
that's a top tier vending.
I feel like I have to like it.
Yeah, right? So we're going to give this a whirl. This is Lay's potato chips.
That's right.
Salty, fatty, crunchy, yumminess.
Mm, delicious.
Yeah, so let's everybody take a bite of that. Now while it's still in your mouth. Wash it down with your vino verde.
Wow. Lightens it right up.
Yum, yum, yum.
Should take care of that backbite.
What do you think?
That was better.
Okay.
I'll admit, that was better.
What if you're eating fried chicken? That would be amazing.
Oh, God, yes. Yeah. I mean.
So you see the difference the food makes.
Okay.
Food. Yeah. Wine is considered food by a lot of countries. You know, and a lot of countries very rarely drink wine alone. They'll have like cookies or like little snacks they'll make to go along with it. So anyway, so at least... you don't hate this.
No, no, I don't hate it. I'm not saying I'm a big fan and be like, oh, I got to go buy, let me get to an Exxon to buy this right now.
Yeah, I would say that. I feel bad for being a bear. That you can find it there, but it's sold at many very nice wines.
Oh, I have no doubt. But it's just, it's simple. Like, I know there are things that I enjoy more. So it's trying to find one that I actually like, oh, that's good. I want that again.
Right.
Well, it's going to take a while. And like through the wine world, because the other two I have are more on the dessert elk, but not totally.
Well, so like when you say you like amber beer, do you like red oak amber?
Red oak, yes. Red oak is very good. I'm a big fan of red oak. New Belgium Fat Tire, mm-hmm. Natty Green's Buckshot.
Haven't tried it.
That's very good. And there was a beer when I lived up in Wisconsin called New Glarus. It was a staghorn. The company was New Glarus.
Staghorn is the type of amber?
It's like New Belgium, the Fat Tire. It's it was called. But Staghorn was the name of the beer, and I was a very big fan of those.
Okay. I did not realize you hail from the north, Dennis.
Oh, I'm originally from Virginia, but I lived in Wisconsin for a short bit.
Where in Virginia?
Charlottesville.
From Manassas.
Okay. I was born in Alexandria.
Oh, my goodness. It's like we're brother and sister.
Oh, my God. It's like we almost know each other.
We have similar tastes and origin stories.
Virginia is for lovers.
Yeah,
well, thanks for making it awkward, Sarah.
You're welcome.
Anyway, so on to the next wine.
On to the next wine. So, like I said, I went for a sweeter elk, and I got one that I've never met anyone that didn't like this wine.
All right. Ooh, I know.
So this is a real test right now. Here, done. Oh, you did it. Jamie finished hers.
Of course.
I'm very excited for you about this because this is Sarah's number one recommendation. And when she introduced me to it, it was like tasting heaven.
I like to say when you see a picture of a fairy with a honeysuckle, no, excuse me, with a daffodil full of something and they're drinking
nectar.
It, this is what they're drinking.
Yes.
Now, I have a question. Am I eating chips with this one too?
Not initially.
Okay,
let's try to avoid it.
This is called Moscato d'Asti, and it's made from the Moscato grape.
Okay.
And
right here in North Carolina, if I remember correctly, right?
Nope, wrong. No, this is from Italy.
I'm thinking muscadine.
Yes, you are. Which I want to do a muscadine episode because Hank, who is wine buyer for the Angus Barn, one of the largest wine cellars on the Eastern Seaboard, he loves muscadine wine. And I'm like, dude, convince me. Because I've had it and I'm like, this is like syrup, you know?
Yeah.
But anyway, so this is by Gianni. Which is an Italian wine. It's made in the Asti region of Italy. I should digress and say that the crab wine. Oh, I said it was $8.99. This bottle is $16.99.
All right.
And they run the gamut as far as price range.
What do you smell, Dennis? It's such a distinct smell.
I have trouble putting associating something with it.
Maybe like honey.
I had trouble at first when we first started this, but.
And if you get, like, my husband, who's in the wine a professional, he's like, dried herbs and oregano.
Oh, yeah, he's really into it. He's like, you know the third yellow crayon, not gold, it's just that one.
Yeah, so
the yellow green.
This is famous for having, like, honeysuckle.
Okay.
And it's light and has a nice floralness to it.
Yeah, I can see. Yeah, I get that floral sense.
Yeah, you can't really
it.
Put your finger on what the flower is, but it's just kind of. You kind of could, if you bent over in a flower garden, there'd be something of this in the air.
Yeah.
Okay. So have a sip. See what you think.
I hear the angel singing already. I hope he does.
Okay, I like this.
Yay!
Okay,
ding, 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 ding.
This is like the right blend of sweetness, but it's not like overpowering.
Yeah. Yes.
This is good. What is this again?
This is called Moscato d'Asti. And like I say, I have never met a single person on this planet who doesn't like this wine.
Yeah.
It's perfect.
Yeah, this is actually really, really good. It doesn't have like a strong afterbite to it. It's a little sweetness. It's not bitter or anything.
Right.
Like, this is actually really, really good.
Good. I'm glad you like it.
I actually I like this.
His face is classic. He's like, I'm so confused by why I like it.
Yeah, yes. I was like, wait a second. I never thought I would like a wine.
There's so much wine.
Okay, I do have a question. I noticed how we were drinking chilled wines. Now, what is the difference in drinking a chilled wine versus something that's room temperature as someone who's an amateur like myself?
Sure.
Okay, perfect.
There's something called cave temp.
Okay.
And if you're a hiker, I actually learned cave temp well before I got into the wine world.
Yeah.
So I was in the Grand Canyon once and I got into a cave and it's just lovely and cold.
Mm, chill.
And it's 53 degrees.
Mm-hmm.
And it's universal. Like if you're...
That's funny, isn't it?
I mean, unless you're in the Arctic, it's going to be much colder in the Arctic, obvious. Right, right. But if like you're out in the world, that cave temp is 53 degrees. So that would be the same in a wine cellar.
Yeah.
So that's like the ideal temp to keep your wine. But
to store your wine.
Yes.
Yes.
It's not required. Red wine can be served at room temp.
Okay.
White wine is typically cave temp or below.
All right.
But Sarah usually pulls it out a little bit early.
Sure.
So the temperature rises a little bit. And then you do get more of the scent, the aroma, the flavor.
Right. But some red wines can be chilled. Mm-hmm. But you definitely want to take it out. Because what happens, you know that bite you get with a red wine?
Yes.
It's called a tannin.
Okay.
And basically when you have a grape and it's got seeds, ever bitten into a seed?
Yeah.
And it dries your mouth out, it's the exact same thing a tannin is.
Okay.
And so those get worse when the wine is cold. So the wines that are chillable tend to have low tannin. And so, but if you serve it too cold, it'll amplify what's there.
Yeah. You don't want that. You're not going to like that.
Maybe that's the thing. Maybe I've had it where it was just fresh out of like a fridge or whatever it may be. Or maybe I had it where it was too close to room temperature.
Or you might have just hated it.
Or there's also that.
And what we've learned.
High likely.
And Sarah knew, but what we've talked about a lot through the years is literally every wine benefits from being decanted.
Yes.
You pour it into a pitcher. Even if you just have like a pitcher that you put your beer in. Put your wine in there before you serve it. It allows air molecules to get in there and mix with the wine. And that enhances it. Across
there
the board.
There's one exception. Oh, bubbles. What? Bubbles, you don't decant bubbles because all the bubbles
sparkling.
Will escape. I actually
don't do it to the Prosecco.
You should not do it to this either.
No, oh, okay. Anything that's got bubble at all, keep it in the bottle. So I'm glad you like this.
Yeah, this
I knew
good.
You would.
I was getting worried, but I'm glad that
I was not
usual,
worried for
a
second because I've never in my life met anyone who doesn't like it. All right, this next one is actually a chilled red, so let's dump that guy out.
Oh.
And before we go to this,
drink that if you'd like.
No, it's okay.
I mean, honestly, you can have this bottle if you want.
There you go.
Before we go on to the red that we have for Dennis, we're going to take a quick break. All right, welcome back. We are doing wines for the wine hater and Dennis Cox of Culture State.
Our resident wine hater.
Yes. you need someone to hate on wine. I'm your guy.
Yes, but we just discovered you like Moscato d'Asti.
Okay, so there's one wine I love.
But the thing is once you start drinking it, your palate will get to understand wine a bit more, and then you can slowly shift from that wine to something similar but a little less sweet.
Yeah, you can go to your wine store
and say, I like this.
Seaboard provided this, and you can say, I really liked Moscato d'Asti. What else should I try to expand my palate?
Yes, 100%. Yeah. And give them a price range because no one wants to spend $40 on a Tuesday night wine unless it's your birthday, you know, or an anniversary. Like, you'd be surprised. People would pull up in, like, literal Bentleys to the wine stop store and be like, I don't want to spend more than $20.
Yeah.
Like, it's just...
Pretend.
And people... and it's so funny that the people that you can tell come from less means seem to be more embarrassed to say that. And it broke my heart sometimes. I'd just be like, are you kidding me?
Yeah.
You don't want to spend that much money on a bottle of wine. Here's an $8 bottle of wine that'll blow your socks off.
Yeah.
You know? So anyway, I digress.
He likes that. I can tell by his face. He's like, okay.
Well, who doesn't like saving
that's
money?
That's a good price point.
Yeah, exactly. So the last wine we have, Jamie, you and I have tried this before.
Okay.
It's called Sangue di Guida, and it is from Italy. It is a red wine. It's only 7% alcohol.
Oh, very low alcohol.
Okay. Yeah. And the story behind it's kind of funny. It's made by monks in Italy, and they didn't name it. Sangue di Guida to begin with. Guida means Judas in Italian. But the nuns got into it and they kept drinking it because it was so good. And so they named it the blood of Judas they'd be like, well, I can't drink the blood of Judas.
Yeah, the priests are like, well, I can't have that. And those are like, more for us.
So let's...
I do remember us talking about this.
Yeah, this one surprised me too.
Yeah.
I liked it more than I thought I would. But it's also a beginner red.
I love how Dennis immediately stuck his nose in.
See, you're learning already.
Well, I knew you guys were going to ask me what I smelled, so I figured I'd try and get a jump start.
And we may do a pre-chip, post-chip tasting on this as well.
Okay.
I don't know. Not with red. But we'll try it for argument's sake. This is $17.99 a bottle at Seaboard Wine, and this is one that you'd most likely... It does have a barcode on it, as did the Moscato, but I've never seen any of these in a grocery store, though you could.
Yeah, maybe.
And we'll post the labels so that you can find it.
Yep.
So anyway, what do you smell?
I don't know. I don't really smell. I don't smell too much with this one.
Well, I can help you out.
Try putting your hand over the top.
It smells like rubber. But I thought that last time. It smells like a bike tire. You know, like if you have to replace your bike tire?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So put your hand
okay,
over it.
And put things don't always taste like how they smell.
Yes, that's very true. We've been very surprised a few times. So put your hand over it, and that basically takes the aromas and concentrates them. And then put your nose right by your hand, and then take your hand away and sniff. Yeah, I definitely get petrol.
Mm-hmm.
It's I'm kind of with Jamie on this one.
Yeah, yeah. It's got a petrol-y smell, mm-hmm. And that's about all.
I feel like I'm about to buy four fresh white walls.
Honestly,
right.
I get something else, too. It's like, what is that?
We have a lot of wines that you get a little bit of a tobacco scent. And, of course, this doesn't mean these things are in the wines. It's just how it ends up smelling.
I don't know what that smell is. It's going to drive me crazy. Let's just taste it.
Yeah.
What do you think? It's got tannin.
I'm watching his face.
Yeah, that's got a little like a tangy, bitter.
The funny thing is Jen and I were talking about you and what you liked. I thought you liked IPA, which is why we went with this one. There's another red wine called Dornfelder.
Dornfelder.
Which is fun to say, Dornfelder.
It's Dornfelder.
Yeah.
Can you
do German?
Can I do Dornfelder?
That's Irish.
Oh, yes. Those were Irish, yes.
Whoops. You two are made to talk to one another.
I know. We actually do this all the time.
An accent.
I do. I love an accent. But
she does love a good Dornfelder, let me tell you.
I've been working on my Irish.
Irish.
I've been working on my Irish. I watched him and listened to him.
Wow, guys. Very nice.
I learned from him.
I like you're doing the jig as well.
I got to my
she
jig.
Learned from me. I learned from her.
Together we make a great team.
Yes.
That kind of lost it there. But regardless. This wine we went with because I remembered incorrectly that you liked IPAs.
That's fair.
Because but what were you going to say about the Dornfelder?
The Dornfelder is a little less tannic.
Ah.
Okay.
So
like
I
that.
Do think you would like that. And it's to me, it's like the red wine of, it's like the Moscato d'Asti of red wine.
Okay.
Very few people don't like Dornfelder.
Mm-hmm.
So I should have brought that in.
I'm going to write that down for your next episode, Dennis.
Yes, episode 2, where I come back and say, all right, here's all the wine I haven't liked
right.
yet.
But I have to say, I think it's a win. I found a wine you liked.
Yeah, I would absolutely say. That was, what's the one called?
I'm going to give you the bottle.
Blow my mind.
No, and it's okay. I mean, and a lot of people get caught up in that. This is Moscato d'Asti.
Okay.
And it's made by many different labels.
Yeah, so it is a type of wine, not a label.
Okay,
and
gotcha.
don't get thrown off by like all the because you can get as nerdy as you want because it'll throw you off. It'll make you feel inadequate, like you got to study, and you'll get exhausted. It's just like beer.
Yeah,
you know this does the same thing as beer, but people get caught up in the intellectual side. And wine is fun. Like it's fun to drink wine, just to sit outside and drink wine, and that you know, I imagine you on a date. Bringing this out, this girl's going to be like, damn, what is this?
Well, I am single, so this could pay off in the long run.
Yes. There are so many things to pitch here. Dennis is single. This is probably the first one.
Very handsome, very strong.
Very handsome, very strong. We're teaching him to like wine. We're going to do another episode. We're going to have
personality.
Him fully formed, ready to rock.
Great with accents.
Exactly. And then the next thing is you listening may know a wine that you would recommend to a beer drinker. You'd be like, oh, I tried this on my husband or my boyfriend.
Oh, yeah.
And we would love to hear from you because we're going to keep dragging Dennis in here and making him try these wines. And we need some ideas. So we would love for you to reach out to us on social media, which is
Wine and Denny Podcast on Instagram, Facebook,
and currently, but soon to be Wine and Dandy Podcast, currently Wine and Dandy on Twitter, but we're working on that. Look for it both places. You'll see our logo.
Yes. So thanks for joining us.
Thank you all for having me. This was a really fun time.
Oh, good.
Thank
glad you
all.
Feel that way since you'll be coming back soon.
Yes.
Well, I mean, if I get to keep eating chips, yes.
And drinking
absolutely.
Wine, yeah.
Next time we're bringing in a real bag, not the 0.5 ounce out of the vending machine.
So before we go, tell everybody really quickly where they can find your podcast and what it's about.
Wherever you find your podcasts, like Wine and Danny, you can search the same places. Culture State Podcast is the name of it. Again, it's myself and Chris Lee. Again, we celebrate those who put North Carolina on the sports and pop culture map. So you can find us, again, wherever you find your podcast, WREL.com, search podcasts there. You can also go to WRELSportsFan.com, and you can find Culture State Podcast there as well.
Thank you for joining us. And at the end of every episode, we cheer. So here's to Moscato d'Asti. May it be the beginning mark on your map to loving wine. Cheers.